Well, Meredith, thank you for inviting me to share this morning. I really appreciate it. It's given me some great things to think about. Whoops, I'm going to break this here too. So that was part of my reflection about patience, right? Yeah. Good morning. So Meredith asked if I would share a little bit about friendship with God. And I thought, wow, that's kind of a big topic. But I got to thinking about it, and I realized in my life, and now in my work as a spiritual director, I get the honor, really, of journeying with people as they navigate their relationship, their relationships, really their friendship with God. And you know, although each of our friendships with God is unique, and with each other is unique, I think there's a commonality, which I wanted to invite you to explore with me for a minute this morning. When it comes to friendships, whether with God or people, I think listening is perhaps the greatest gift or asset we have. And listening deeply, without an agenda, seems to me a great act of love. Paul Tillich, who's a philosopher and theologian, says the first duty of love is to listen. Yet, in our hurry up, get busy, give advice, solve the problem, get to the point world, deep listening can be challenging. Therefore, friendships with each other and with God can be challenging. We have a hard time making time or finding time to listen. This morning, I'm inviting you to simply listen for 1 minute. Listen to the love, the oneness, the divine, the holy, listening to God within and around you. I'll keep the time. Notice what you notice, and as best you're able, without an agenda, you can begin. Now, ever so gently, return back to this group and recall what came to you as you were listening, as you were quiet. The plane flying above. And as it's possible for you, spend just another moment in silence without analysis or judgment, just spend a brief moment asking how love may be guiding you today with what came to you during that first minute. Just spend another moment in silence and say, what does God have for me today? How is God's love guiding me today? one of my favorite movies or plays is Les Mis. And at the end, there's a line that I find very powerful that says, to love another person is to see the face of God. And I think that's true. And of course, we have another plane, but I think also to listen is to love. So as you listen to another person, know that you're in God's presence. Amen.